My name is Matt Ryan, and we are joined on the phone by Miles Canyon. Miles, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. So let's talk about your new tune, Record Shelf. It's a great song. Tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind this one and the writing process and kind of how this one came to be.
Well, Record Shelf's, it's a song about music, basically. Mm-hmm. And how you can use music to get you through any moment in life. Like if you're going through a breakup, you turn to a song. Mm-hmm. If you're getting ready for a Saturday night, you know, you get that song that gets
Absolutely.
You going. And
yeah,
it's a song that is basically about music and how music can heal you or get you excited. Music is a powerful thing. It mm-hmm. can invoke a lot of emotion and that's basically what the song is about.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's always an exciting time when you release new music. So congratulations on the release. Now, going forward here in 2025, I believe we were talking before we started recording here that you're playing some shows in Sask right now. And is 2025 going to be a busy year? You playing shows, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
This year is a lot of shows, doing some exciting stuff. Actually, I just booked a show with Country Thunder in Calgary.
Nice.
So
very cool.
I'll be doing a show for there. So it's a lot of prepping up and rehearsals and get ready for what's coming up in this summertime. It's going to be a busy summer.
Very exciting. For those that maybe haven't seen you play live or one of your shows, I'm always curious about kind of the playlist that you're rocking and rolling with. Now, it's probably different each show, and it kind of fluctuates and depending on what you're feeling and what kind of the energy the crowd is giving off, all that kind of thing factors in. So I understand that, but what's kind of mostly the playlist looking like for you? I assume kind of a mixture of covers and originals. What's on most nights the playlist looking like for those that maybe haven't seen you live?
I would say that about 75% original music. And then the covers that I do add in there are just stuff that I enjoy playing.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily play the staples.
Right. No, for sure.
But I tend to take songs that actually weren't country songs to begin with.
Yeah.
And give them a country edge. Like, for example, Run to You by Bryan Adams.
Okay.
I do a real gritty a country style version of it.
Yeah, no, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you strip the song back and it's down to an acoustic and just a singer, and if it's good without all the production,
yeah,
hard to explain.
I get you. And it's really cool that the playlist or the set list and that kind of thing and the covers that you do are unique to yourself and what you're feeling, and maybe not the same covers that maybe you hear often, but that it's unique and what you're feeling and give songs kind of a different flavor, which is really, really cool. So it sounds like it's a lot of fun and it sounds like it's going to be a busy year for you playing a lot of live shows. So if people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, whether it be live shows, song releases, that kind of thing, is there a website, social media platforms you're posting to? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, most definitely. You can find out everything that's going on with Miles Canyon on milescanyon.ca.
Perfect.
And then I'm on all the socials, the Instagram, Miles Canyon Music, same thing with Facebook.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Super, super simple to find where you're at and what you're up to. And it sounds like it's going to be a busy year for you and a lot of cool things, and it's going to be a fun one. So Miles, we appreciate
I'm looking forward to it.
It's, and I know that you're playing some live shows right now. You're kind of in our neck of the woods here in Sask. So hopefully that continues to go well for you and that you have a good time playing some live shows. And we really appreciate you taking some time to chat and wish you all the best. Thank you so much, Miles.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.